You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. Thanks so much for subscribing to The Rich Eisen Show. I wanted to take a moment here to remind you that I also have a new podcast called Just Getting Started. This week, we're joined by none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci. During our conversation, I asked Dr. Fauci about indoor sporting events and if a vaccinated section in the arena is a good idea.
Let's take outdoor. I mean, I believe that, you know, every day we're getting 2 to 3 million people vaccinated. We already right now have over 40 million people are fully vaccinated in the country, and 80 plus million have already received at least one vaccination. As we start getting into the spring and early summer, I believe you're going to start seeing in the outdoor ballparks of Major League Baseball, you're going to be seeing seating where you have people in the stands, unlike last year where there was essentially nobody in the stands. You're going to start seeing incrementally increased numbers of people that are allowed in the stands. Indoors, a bit different. You know, you made some proposals that are not unreasonable about as long as you get good ventilation, people masked, and people maybe segregated. And yeah, that doesn't seem like a bad idea of having places where people who are vaccinated could go. I think that would be not so bad. I wouldn't want to make a determination on that. I'd leave that to the CDC. But as we get further and further, week by week, month by month, as we get into the summer, I believe that you're going to start seeing a rather significant progression towards normality with regard to what sports can do, both indoors and outdoors.
We also talked about vaccines, and if we're also going to have to get vaccinated every year, not just this year.
You know, Rich, a commonly asked question that we don't have a definitive answer for, because we don't know yet how long this immunity, this protection lasts, because this is new, uncharted territory for us. This is the first year, and it has not even been a full year since we started vaccinating people. So we don't know whether it's going to last a year or two or three. We know for sure that we have at least 6 to 8 months experience. So it's going to be at least 6 months. And, you know, as another month or two go by, it'll be 8 months. But right now, the people who got vaccinated 6 months ago, when you followed them, they appear to have continued immunity. It probably will wane off a bit, but we don't know how far down it'll go. So the honest and transparent and humble answer to your question is we don't know. But we're going to find out for sure.
How do you?
Just by following people. I mean, you know, we vaccinated now, you know, tens of millions of people. The people who were in the original vaccine trial, the Pfizer trial had 44,000 people. The Moderna trial had 30,000 people. The J&J trial had 40,000 people. Those people are going to be followed for up to 2 years. So you will know how long a level of immunity lasts. And then we'll be able to definitively answer your question.
So what's your best guess on, I got a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, 7-year-old. When do they get potentially or need to get a vaccine?
You know, good question. So the studies are being done now in all of those age groups. So since children are vulnerable to the safety of the vaccine, because you don't want to be putting something into the arms of children unless you are sure that it's safe and effective in normal adults. And then you want to test it in children gradually to make sure it's safe. Having said that, by the time we get to the early fall, it is felt that we will have enough information to be able to vaccinate high school students. When you talk about younger than that, 12 to 9, 9 to 6, 6 to 2 years, 6 months to 2 years. It is felt that the studies that we're doing we will get enough information by the end of this calendar year and the very beginning of the first quarter of 2022. So if your younger children likely will be vaccinated by the end of the year, the beginning of next year, the child that's going into high school likely by the fall.
And Dr. Fauci gave those who were frightened about the events of last year a bit of hope. But to hear those comments and our entire conversation, go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows and subscribe to Just Getting Started with me, Rich Eisen. New episodes drop every Friday. Previous guests have included Academy Award winner Matthew McConaughey, businessman Damon John, Soledad O'Brien, formerly of CNN. She started her own business. And last week, novelist Harlan Coben. Again, this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci. We look forward to you joining us.